Thank you for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about unemployment with Lawrence Todd from the think tank Ideas. Now, Lawrence, you talked about the structure of the economy. The scale of this, of the economic upheaval created by this pandemic, has been significant for almost every country, so much so that the European Commission President has called for a 21st century Marshall Plan for Europe's economic recovery. Now, by invoking the Marshall Plan, European leaders are signalling how devastating they think this crisis has been and how far-reaching their recovery plan will have to be. So should Malaysia also be thinking big in terms of policy measures to address the economic recovery from this crisis? What do you think?
Yeah, I think this crisis calls for a grand strategy. I think there's never been a more urgent time to think creatively and to really ensure that our policy making is as sharp as possible. I mean, I think we're going to proceed in a few phases. So we've been in really the relief phase, which is really focused on social protection, emergency life support for people and businesses. And hopefully, I think we're coming to the end of that phase, as if we're able to ease off these restrictions and keep our foot on the virus itself. But we need to be ready that, of course, the health situation could worsen. So we need to learn the lessons also from the last couple of months and make sure that we've strengthened those social protection institutions in case that there's a second wave and we have to shut down the economy again. But fingers crossed, we're through that relief phase and we're entering into sort of short-term recovery phase. So I think, as we've been talking about, the urgent priority is to get people back to work, and that really means making sure businesses can get back on their feet. So I think we probably do need to look at some sort of targeted relaxations to help businesses do that. I'm personally not in favor of some of the suggestions that we should cut, for example, EPF contributions, because I think the long-term situation with savings among Malaysia's workers is quite serious, and I don't think I want to see further damage to that. But some other targeted tax and regulatory relief, just to make sure we can rush businesses back to try to bring back as much of the economy online as quickly as possible and bring down that peak in unemployment that we expect.
Lawrence, can I ask you, I mean, it's a bit more of a philosophical question, but we look to markets to provide, jobs. Should we actually be thinking today about the role of the state in job creation? Is that something that should be put on the table?
Look, I think there is a very clear role for the government to drive an economic strategy. I think it's about being very disciplined about the right roles for the government in that strategy. So I think in the longer term, as we look beyond the immediate recovery, I think a scheme to support businesses to adapt. So not to try to pick those businesses that are going to do the best or to try and drive the economy directly through owning businesses, but to support those businesses to adapt to this new normal phrase. So that means, for example, we've provided a lot of loans to a lot of different businesses. What if we now say, okay, if you invest in technology, we'll write off some portion of that loan? So I think the government has a big role to play in that respect in supporting the adaptation of the economy. But also, I mean, Melissa mentioned the Marshall Plan. I do think there is going to need to be a major public investment drive to support that adaptation. So in areas of infrastructure, so supporting the broadband rollout, but that's also in terms of making sure the regulatory environment is going to support innovation and technological adaptation in the economy. So right. There's a lot the government needs to do, but I just would have, it's got to do the right thing, it's not the
right
thing.
But Lawrence, the question is whether any of these in the short or the medium term will produce jobs. And since we live in a country with very few social, with an inadequate social safety net, if I could suggest that, won't we just need people getting some money in their hands or, in fact, getting jobs immediately?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. That's why I think we have to break this down into phases. So I think we do need to strengthen the social protection system, because although we might have just got through these last couple of months, what if we have to go into lockdown again in a few months' time? So it's really shown up this problem we have of not having an adequate social protection system. So I think that's definitely the first thing. I think we then need, as you say, just to rush some jobs back into the economy in that short-term recovery. So I think we need lift some of the restrictions on starting a business, maybe have some tax holidays, you know, in the right areas, just to rush some businesses back in and create those jobs in the short term as quickly as we can. But we can't lose focus on also ensuring we're building longer term resilience and prosperity into the economy. And it's painful work, and it's the kind of thing people like me always bang on about, but it's public investment, it's support to adaptation, it's building competition through markets that ultimately is going to provide that resilience in the medium and longer term. So I think we just have to have a strategy that covers all those bases, and it's not easy work, but I think that now is, of course, the most urgent time to put such a strategy in place.
Lawrence, you mentioned a bit earlier about the need to keep businesses afloat, right? Because it's going to be harder to bring back businesses that have actually closed down. Now, I'm wondering about the government's response to this. Have they done enough to ensure that businesses remain open at this time, or are short-term measures all we have at this point in time, regardless of whether businesses remain in operation?
Look, I think it was an incredibly difficult balancing act for the government to pull off. You know, on the one hand, they had to respond to the health crisis, and then also, on the other, manage the economic crisis that created, but in the context of having a very constrained fiscal position that was getting hammered by an oil price collapse. So, you know, that was not a perfect storm for policymakers. And I think the stimulus packages really went as far as they could go. And I think that's why the government kind of had that turnaround at the beginning of May to try and bring back the restrictions. I think partly that was driven by the sense that, look, the economy is really going to take long-term damage and we don't have the money to bail it out, so we need to kind of come back online and the health figures don't look too bad. But obviously that's a kind of constantly moving judgment, and I don't envy the government for having to make it.
Sorry to interrupt you. We have just like half a minute left. Tell us, does the political uncertainty in the country hinder a full-fledged plan for recovery?
I have to admit that I think it does in a number of ways. I think that there, although I commend the actions the government has taken, I think there has been insufficient parliamentary scrutiny. I think we need to bring those institutions back. In the long term, that's essential to having a resilient economy, is to have a stable political environment in which to conduct the business of policymaking. And I don't think we have that. And that is going to make this more difficult in the longer term.
Well, you know, this is a conversation that can't be covered in just one show. We're going to have to continue all these conversations about employment, about the labour market and about the structure of Malaysia's economy going forward in all future shows on Consider This. But Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your insights with us. We appreciate it. That's all the time we have tonight on Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me Sharad Kutan, signing off for this evening. Thank you so much for watching, and good night. We'll be right back.